So there, on Sakai, under grades, you'll see a file with all your first clicker grades for all your classes, and you can check your how you're doing.
They're on Sakai?
They're on Sakai, yeah.
Because I checked this morning, and my grades wasn't up, so.
It's not in the grade book.
Oh.
It's not in the, no, don't look in the grade book. It's grades. That's the name. So it's definitely. I also added a schedule with the deadlines because some people have missed the deadline for homework one, so I just added it. You'll see it there. Another thing, has anybody looked at homework two at all? Any questions or comments or? I guess not. I wasn't expecting anything, so. Okay, so. Yeah, I got some feedback about Scratch. People have started programming and they got excited, so it was nice to see. And today we're going to continue talking about state machines. I guess there's a few more announcements. So you will not have to simplify Boolean expressions at all to get full credit. We haven't been able to find, I don't know, some kind of document that explains it, you know, how to do it step by step, so you're not going to have to do it. When you, just a few things about the homework. Make sure you write down show your work. So I wrote this on the first page of the homework. Don't just write down your answers. We're not going to take off points this time, but starting homework two, we're going to start taking off points for just, you know, writing the answers without showing how you got them. And even if you talk to each other about how to solve the problems, please write your own homework. Okay, and I also added something about binary addition, subtraction, and tooth complement that I got from a book. So it's an actual textbook. So if you want to take a look at that, it's on Sakai under references, I think, or resources. So you can look there and download it. It's 13 pages. So, you know, for those of you who like the textbook kind of style, that's, you know, maybe that'll help if you didn't, you know, understand those things. Okay, so just a little recap. We started talking about state machines, and we saw that before starting talking about state machines, we had this notion of a gate. We want to solve a certain problem, and we encode a problem by a Boolean function, and this gate actually performs the Boolean function, and this Boolean function depends on two things. It depends on this current input. So I'm trying to get this to color things, so maybe it's more visual. So the current input is whatever comes into the gate. And so the output depends on that, and it also depends on the logic of the gate. So whatever's inside, what gates you have, ends, nots, ors, how they're wired, and so on. So this was before. We did this. We learned how to do it. And now what's new is that not only do the state machines, the gate, but the gate doesn't only depend on the current input and the logic. It also depends on the history of inputs, and we can show that, or we can make the inputs, the history of inputs matter by remembering the output. So by connecting the output to and making it one of the inputs. Okay, and we saw that with the traffic lights. We saw a few examples last time. So one example that we're going to get into, and we said that we want to learn how to make Christmas lights. And we have this program that I made available, and I guess some people got confused, and I just wanted to clarify. We have these 8 lights, and when they're white, that means that they're off, and when they're colored, that means that they're on. So I guess I didn't clarify that last time. So, you know, in this case, these lights are on, and these lights are off, okay? So that's pretty important. And we also saw that we wanted to make this blinking blinking pattern, and we decided that the gate that we needed to use was a not gate. So we said that the O light is the light that, you know, the I guess if the light was on or off on the previous step, and the new light is if the light is on or off on the next step. So, and then if we link the output of this gate to the input, we will get this blinking effect because this is a not gate. And we can see that from this table. And if there's a second delay, so it's going to be on for 1 second and off for 1 second. So now we're ready to move forward. Again, this is just a screenshot of the program. And you can see here that you have three variables, three inputs. And you can set them the way you want. And then the lights, you can just tell the lights what you want them to be. So in this case, this was the blinking every other. So this is when the odd lights blink at the same time. And this is when the even lights blink at the same time, but kind of unsynchronized with the odd lights. Okay, so we made, we actually showed this in the program. And this was when, you remember this? Does anybody remember what this does? So I'm gonna. So we made A, new A be not A. And everybody. Was equal to. What this does is, because A is on for 1 second and off for 1 second and so on, and we set all these lights equal to A, we get them all to blink at the same time. And also, the second one was when every other one was not A. So they're going to blink for 1 second, the odds are going to be on, and the evens are going to be off. And for the next second, the odds are going to be off, and the evens are going to be on. Okay? Is this clear? Is this clear how this works? No? Anybody have any questions about the way this program works? I'm not getting yeses. I'm not getting noes. All right. We'll see. So this is what we did. So this is the first program where they all blink and they all flash. This is the second program where they the odds blink at the same time, the evens blink, I guess, unsynchronized with the odds. So basically, this is a very simple example of a computer. Computers have way more inputs, and the logic is much more complicated, but it's the same idea. The information flows through the gates, and then it's fed back to the inputs of the gates. And that's how computers process information. And we talked a little bit about this when we saw the gates made out of dominoes. So we said that if we were to make a computer out of dominoes, it would take 19 million dominoes. And you know, you would have 60 times per second, you would have to put the dominoes back, and the information will flow through, put the dominoes back, and information will flow through. Of course, if computers are not made out of dominoes, but it's the same idea with. So we're gonna increase the complexity of you know, our programs with blinking lights. So here's what we want to do now. We have three lights, and we want on the first second, we want the second light to be on, and the first and the third light to be off. So we want B to be on and C to be off. On the second second, we want A to be on and C to be on and B to be off. And so on. Third second, so this is will be similar to, you know, the odds blinking at the same times with the odds and the evens with evens. But we're going to make it implemented a little differently. Okay, so I'm writing it down because we're going to make a truth table. Okay? So, because we want to know how can we make this, how can we implement, how can we make this a gate that would do, you know, the output would look like this. So what are the lights on the first second? What is the what are the values on of A, B, and C on the first second? Yeah.
Not A, B, not C.
So what is exactly like the value true or false?
False,
true, false. Yes, exactly. So that's what we have. What about the next second? So here, we write down what we want on the next second after the first second. Okay? So what are the lights on the second second? Yeah.
True, false, true.
True, false, true. Yep. Okay. And now here, we say, okay, what happens on the second second? What are the lights on the second second? True, false, true, right? So we just copy this. Because the new lights on the first second are going to be the old lights on the second second. So we copy this there.
What is new A?
So if you have, okay, choose your second, right? We choose the first second. This is what the lights are going to be on the first second. What are the lights going to be on the next second? Right? Because we have that 1 second of delay. So we want to tell the circuit, what do we want it to be on the next second? How do we want it to look like? And we just describe exactly what we want to happen. And, you know, it so happens that this is a very simple pattern, but we're going to start with simple and, you know, move to more complicated. So, okay, so now what is new A, new B, new C? False, true, false, yeah. Okay, does anybody not understand how to fill out this table? Okay, yeah. In this example, yeah, because, yeah, that's true. Whenever, for example, C, whenever C is false on, you know, 1 second, it's going to be true on the next one, and so on. But that's just this one. It's just because that's how we want the pattern to look like. So we follow this. We start with this. Okay, if you're a designer of Christmas lights, you would, you know, you probably talk to kids, and you would ask them, what do you guys want? And they would come up with some kind of pattern, and then you have to be the person who actually implements and makes a chip, you know. But you have to like start with what you want it to look like. So that's what we start with, and according to that, we build this.
Why do you need to tell the computer ahead of time what is going to be the next step? Like, what will happen if you don't have the new A, new B, and new C?
Well, you need some kind of circuit. So that's one thing with computers is that you have to tell them what you want it to do. Exactly. So I'm not sure. What would be another way to make a Christmas light, do you think? If you don't tell it, you know, exactly what you want it to do.
So the A, B, and C are just currently what the lights are on?
Yes.
And then the new A, new B, and the new C are like the formula you're putting into.
Then you're not really using a computer right now. You're just building, it's like you're building a little computer that will do this, will control the lights. So you have to tell it what to do. Okay? But is this clear? Can you all fill out this table now? You think? Okay, well, we're gonna have clicker questions, so I guess it's gonna be more clear, but. So this is the truth, the filled-in truth table. And you can go with this forever. You don't need to because, you know, this is doing the same thing over and over and over again. You also have to, we can define the period of the pattern, which is how many different patterns are there in this setting. So how many different patterns do you see? How many different, you know, what the thing looks like? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So the period of this pattern is 2. Okay. Moving on. So now I just copied this table. I copied it here. And now we can find formulas for new A, new B, and new C. that depend on A, B, and C, right? So we have something that looks like a truth table. How is this different than a truth? The truth table that we've seen so far. I'm sorry? Three inputs, yeah, that's one difference, right? We had a truth table with three inputs when we talked about going from truth table to formula, but there's a slight difference between those truth tables and this one. This is smaller, right? You don't have all the possible combination of A, B, and C, right? You don't have false, 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 for example, in here. So this is not a full truth table because in this pattern, you're never going to run into false, false, false. You always want, you know, at least one light is on at any moment in time. So let's see, what is new A? So we want to write down new A, new B, and new C as a function of A, B, and C. What could be a formula for new A as a function of A, B, and C in this case? B.
Well, for the first one.
Well, we want something for the whole thing.
Not A.
Not A. Well, for this one, it would be not A and not C, right? How did you get not A and not B and not C? I guess I don't see it. So if you were to go, yeah.
New A is not A and B and not C.
Not A and B and not C. That would work. How about something more simple, more smaller? New A is B. Yeah, it's B. So why do we want something simple, you might ask? You know, I mean, two of you said was true. We want to use as many wires and as few gates as possible because we want to save money. I mean, it doesn't matter here, but, you know, if you were to build a computer, it would matter. So, yeah, new A is indeed B. Okay, what about new B?
Yeah. A
and C. So, yeah, that's true. Yeah. What about something more simple, too? Yeah. A. Yeah. Or C, right? Because they're equal. Okay, what about new C? Yeah, B. Okay, so we found a formula, right? And now we can build this circuit, and we can have our little, you know, blinking lights. And this is the program, so I can enter this into here. So we have A is B. Let's make this all false. Okay, so what happened? Is this cool? It's not cool, right? We didn't want that to happen. We wanted, you know, B to be on for 1 second, A and C off, then A and C on for 1 second and B off, right? So this is a bug. This is what I call a bug, right? And I noticed it after I did the slides, and I was too lazy to change it. But let's see how can we make this actually start moving. So we need something. Remember, the blinking was something like new A is old, not old A, right? So let's try something like this. What if we make B not C? That's not
four, C.
Okay, I don't remember what I did. Yeah, go ahead.
May I recommend for sure. B, we may get C or not A and not C?
For C is what? C?
No, make B C or not, not A and not C.
Okay.
Okay, you need to add and not B to the end of that, too.
And not B?
Yep.
And then we need this to be B, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, this was not supposed to be that complicated. But, this is...
All I did was say, if the whole thing is off, start.
yeah, right. Okay.
Let's try to change it real fast to see. No.
I left this because I wanted to show you what a bug looks like. And sometimes, a lot of times in programming, we run into bugs and we have to figure out what we need to do. Like what Eugene did, you know, he figured out what you need to do to fix it. Okay, so now this doesn't have bugs anymore. So this is bug free from now on. We want to make this effect of, so we want the first light to be on, then the second light to be on, then the third light to be on, then the fourth light to be on. So we want to have this traveling light effect. And this is a circuit that, you know, we're using, like the program. So this is what we want to happen. We want on the first second, first light to be on and the next two to be off. And on the second second, we want the first light to be off and the first light to be off, the second light to be on, and the third light to be off, and so on, okay? So then if we're going to say this fourth light, for example, if there was a fourth light here, is equal to A, then we're going to have this, you know, traveling light effect. So, you know, just like before, we describe what we want to happen, and we are going to make a table. Okay, so what happens on the first second? So I put time here. And this is first second, second second, third, fourth second. And then here we're going to describe what's happening. So what is happening on the first second? What are A, B, and C?
True, false.
True, false. True, false. False. And the second second, the next one, new A, new B, and new C.
False, true, false.
False, true, false. Okay. So this is is this clear? Why? Somebody who didn't understand, can you raise your hand and ask? False, true, false. This one? Okay. Here? Or here? Here. So do you get this one? Okay. And here we're saying, what do we want to happen on the first second? On the second after this one? Right. We want A to turn off and B to turn on. And see you turn off. Yeah.
Because the second ones, the new ones, are prompted by what the first ones are.
Exactly. Yep.
You know, you're deriving the second ones from the first ones.
Exactly. Yep. It's true. All right. Everybody. So what's gonna be the values here?
What are gonna be?
False, false, true. Okay. So the next one is a clever question. So the question is, what are the values for new A, new B, and new C on the third second? So the values that I highlighted. And options are A, false, false, true, B, true, false, false, C, false, true, false.
Is that pattern repeating?
That pattern is repeating. I drew what's happening on the first 4 seconds, so it's in there. Okay, I'll stop at 1 minute.
Wait.
Oh, sorry. sorry, 1:30. Oh, whose clicker is not working? Raise your hand. So on the 4 second, what are the values for A, B, and C? So these. And the options are A, false, false, true, B, true, false, false, C, false, true, false. Values on the actual, it's not new A, new B, and new C, these are the actual values on the 4 second. The values here, and when we fill these, the new values on second 3 are the actual values on second 4. So we just copied the values, and those are. Somebody who clicked something different, do you have any questions about it? No? Yeah. Okay. C is false, true, false. Why did you put C?
Because I don't get, the pattern,
So, the purpose for me writing this thing is, this is what happens on the first second, this is what happens on the second second, and then it's true, in the truth table, it gets, here it's vertical, here it's horizontal, because we're writing down what we want to happen on each second. So that's a little confusing. So that's why on the third second here, it's going to be, false, false, true, right? Because that's how you want it to look like, what you want it to look like on the third second, okay? And so on the first 4 second, you want it to be true, false, false, right? Okay? I'm sorry? Same as the first second, yeah, exactly. All right. So this is a table that we came up with, right? And now we can find, again, a function for nu A, nu B, and nu C. So what will nu A be? Yeah.
C.
C. Okay, what about nu B? Nu B is A. What about nu C? B. Yeah. So that's what we that's how we build this circuit. Okay. So this is the this is a program that you can enter in your little you can enter in your program, and this is it should have this traveling light effect. And we can also add a reset. So, for example, if we're in the process of programming and something crazy happens, we want it to go back to, say, true, false, false. So we want A to be on, B to be off, and C to be off. So we, this is a table that we had before without this column. But we add this reset. And when the reset is false, so when we don't need reset, we just copy. So on this side is identical to our previous table, to this side. But when we have the reset, when the reset is true, we want A to be true, B to be false, and C to be false, no matter what happens. So that way, we can just click reset, and it goes to the initial state. And this is kind of like the reset button of the computer, right? So, you get a blue screen in Windows, or, something weird happens, you just reset the computer. It goes into this known stage where it resets, and it reboots, and you know exactly what's going to happen. So this is similar to that, much tons simpler, but it's similar to that. Okay, so we can do the same thing without using A, B, and C. We can just use A and B, and we can see how we can do that. So, so here's what we want to do. This is exactly the same pattern, but we're only using A and B, and we don't have a C here, right? But we want this to happen. So this is a little trickier, right? So on the first second, we want, this is familiar, like, right? We want A to be true, B to be false. On the second, we want A to be false and B to be true. We copy that. And then what happens on the third second? What do we want? False, false, right? Okay. And then on the third second, we copy that. And we, what's happening on the fourth second, basically? After false, false. What's that? True, false. Okay. And so on. So what is, now this is a little trickier. What is new A now? It's not that easy anymore. So I just like another column, right?
Not A and not B.
Not A and not B, right? New A is true when A and B are both false. Yes. What about new B? New B is A. Right. Yeah. Okay, and what about the dark red light? This one. What's that going to be? So this one is on when A and B are off. Right? Not A and not B, right? Because we want it to be on when A and B are off.
Can you just say it equals new A
then? You cannot say equals new A because new A is an output and you need dark light has an input. It's very, step by step, time step by time step. So we have to say this. Okay, and let's see if this works. New A is not A, not B. And your B was A. And dark red light, we don't care about this guy. So these are our lights, right? The first light is going to be A, the second light is going to be B, and the third light, which is the dark red light in that example, I'm not sure why I didn't coordinate the colors, but in this case, it's this light, which is colored green. We want it to be not A and not B. And now, let's do this A, this B. So here we get this effect of the lights are traveling. So, you know, this little guy is traveling through the lights and so on. Anyway, this is what we wanted to get, and we got it, right? So this could be a Christmas light, and it will look good. Okay, so now there's a homework question. Where you are asked to implement a 2-bit odometer. And we're going to have a very similar example. Okay, this is a code. So this is very similar to the homework question. And there's going to be more clicker questions in this example. So we want to make a 2-bit timer that will count down from 3. And it's going to go 3, 2, 1, 0, 3, 2, 1, 0, and so on. Okay, and we will use two lights. Say we're you know, binary experts. We don't need, you know, numbers. We can just deal with bits. And we're going to have two lights. So each one of these numbers is 2 bits, right? We're going to have 2 bits A and B, which will, if say for example, okay, in this case, so this is what we want to happen. On the first second, we want the timer to be 3. On the second, we want the timer to be 2. On the third second, we want the timer to be 1, then 0, then 3, then 2, and so on. Okay? The binary value is 1, 1 for 3. So we're going to have both A and B are going to be on, because A represents this bit, and B represents this bit. And they're both 1, so we want them both to be on. So we're going to be able to look at our light and say, this is a 3. Okay? And for 2, the binary value is 1, 0, so we're going to have A will be on and B will be off. And so on, right? For 0, 1, A will be off and B will be on. For 0, 0, they're both going to be off. And then after that, we want them both on again. And then, you know, 2, and so on. Does this make sense? Ask now, because there's going to be a clicker question next. No? Yes? Okay, we'll see. Okay, so this is the table that you need to fill. And my question is, what is the third row? Okay, so I'm going to start this. And the question is, in this truth table, what are the values for A and B on the third second? And your choices are A, false, false, B, false, true, C, true, false, D, true, true. Anyway, So the third second, we want the timer to be 2, to be 1. So that's 0, 1. So 0, 1, false, true. B. Okay, next question.
What is the what are the values for A and B on the new A and new B on the fourth second?
I'm sorry, would you like for the fourth new A and B, right?
Yeah, new. So basically, what do you want to happen after the 4 seconds? Okay, I'm going to stop at 1 again. I'm just going to say this the 10th time, but this is what you want to happen after the 4 second. The 4th second. All right. I guess I can stop. The two people who want to click? No? Are you sure? So the answer was D. Not so confident though. So the right answer is D, because the 4 second is when they're both off, and the next thing we want to happen is that they would both be on. So the right answer is true. True. Our truth table that I didn't fill out because I was afraid I would press the next button after that, like by mistake. So this is the table filled out, and now we can come up with our formulas for new B. New B is not B. What about new A? So new A is true in these three cases where A and B are equal, right? So we decided that equal was, so it's not A equal B, but if we want to go to equal is just, it's just a notation which says this is true if A is equal to B and this is false if A is not equal to B. But if we want to do it with ands, nots, and ors, then it's this, right? Okay, so, this is the computer, your computer, and my computer, and any computer, is roughly just a state machine. It's just with a lot of inputs, but a very complicated structure inside. You know, we saw our structure is not very complicated. You know, there's a few NOT gates and a few AND gates, but a computer is a very complicated structure. And the way you tell a computer what to do is by programming. And programming is very interesting, and you can do a lot of things. Every software that you have is a result of people programming. But you have to tell the computer exactly what you want it to do. So basically, if you would say, okay, you are some kind of company that lends money to people, like a bank, and you wanna send a notice to people who owe you money, if you tell that to the computer, it would send the notice to everybody. you know, even to the people who owe zero money, $0, because you didn't tell it if, you know, the amount is a positive number. So it can get very, very tricky and very complicated, but, you know, it's something that people learn. And okay, so there's a whole bunch of computer languages that exist in the world. And I guess, how many people have had any experience programming? Can you raise your hand? Okay, not that many. Okay, so can you give me some examples of computer languages? Yeah.
C.
C.
Plus, HTML.
C++. HTML is not a computer. It's more like a script kind of language. You can program in web pages using JavaScript, but HTML is, you can't really do computation with HTML. Yeah.
I was gonna say DOS or Java.
Java is a computer language. DOS is more an operating system, so or something. Yeah.
MATLAB.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Basic.
Basic is a computer programming language. Anything else?
No. Let's see. Perl and Python.
Perl. I'm not sure. Is Perl a it's more a hacking script.
Yeah.
No.
Kind of language. Yeah, people who hack use Perl. So if you want to hack computers, it's a, yeah. It's not very hard to learn.
Okay, never mind.
Never mind. All right. What are you, okay. So any other examples? Okay, so there's C, C++. There's B before C. Okay. So moving forward. So we use Scratch for the first homework. And we're going to go a little bit into depth with it. So it was developed by Lifelong Kindergarten Group at MIT. And it's basically made, the purpose is to make programming accessible to anybody. And I think initially it was for children, but, you know, for the purposes of this class, it's very good because, you know, you don't have to learn commands and stuff like that. And you can, you know, if you've gone on the Scratch website, you have, it looks like YouTube a little bit, so you can share your program with other people. And they actually encourage people to take other people's programs and change things and, you know, extend other people and build on those. So, you know, if you, I think that's easier than starting from Scratch. Okay.
Scratch.
I know. I guess they thought about the name before, and then they realized that they wanted something different. All right. You can start from Scratch, too, or you can use Scratch to not start from Scratch. Okay. So you've probably seen this window, and I'm actually going to start my little Scratch here. The script that I asked you to write wasn't very complicated. It was basically just, I just wanted you to get started with it and see that it's not that bad. And, you know, as you started, this is what comes up. And this main window has three tabs. There's the scripts, costumes, and sounds. The scripts describe what the sprite, this guy's a sprite, what the sprite do, what the sprite or the sprites do. And the costumes describe what the sprites look like. And the sounds, you know, describe the sounds that the sprites can use. So if, you know, this is the default stage, so the background where the cat is the stage. You can change the stage. You click on it, and there's backgrounds here, and you can just get another stage. For example, Canyon. Let me change the stage. And this sprite, you can change the way it looks. Again, import, and you can have all kinds of crazy animals here. I like this guy. So we're gonna have, this is gonna be our sprite. And you know, the sounds, again, you have a tons of sounds here. I'm not gonna get into that right now. And then, so basically, this script is the brain of your program, right? So the costumes, you know, you can play with them. You're going to get bored at some point. But with a script, you can do tons of things. So that's that. This is the main, you know, window where you program. And then you have all these different tools to make your scripts. And going back to the slides. So you have the I talked about this. So the stage, which is the background where the sprite move, I show you how you can change it. And then you have the sprites, and there's the three tabs that I talked about, the scripts that describe the behavior, the costumes that describe the appearance, and the sounds that describe, you know, the sounds that you can, you know, use to, I guess, the sprite can make. Okay, so these are the window, the upper left window has all these different kinds of commands. And just as we, one thing I wanted to mention was that just as we used building blocks to make complicated gates, so the building blocks for programming are the building blocks that we're going to be talking about, the small commands that we're gonna go through. So you have three types of blocks, and as you probably noticed, you can match, you can't really put the wrong things together because they won't match and they won't stick together. So that makes it really easy, because in programming, a lot of times, a lot of the why it's hard to get started in programming is because you have to know exactly which commandments go how, you know, with where, and this is making it very easy. And you have the trigger, which is you probably use when flag is clicked, which starts the program. There's also when the space key is clicked or when mouse is clicked. And then you have statements, and then the ending. So the statements, you notice, have like a little, hole to match the upper statement, the same amount above, and a little thing that goes into this, the statement below. And the ending statement doesn't have anything below it. Boolean variables are represented like this, in this hexagon. And numeric values are in a circle. And you probably saw when you did the move, a certain amount of steps, you saw that you can actually change, you can change these numeric values most of the time. Okay, so this is the motions. Actually, the Scratch website, or when you go into the help window, you go to the help window here, there's a help page. And you can actually print, there's a reference guide, and it tells you everything that you need to know. So, for example, if you don't know what something does, and I printed it out here, you don't have to memorize them. By all means, don't memorize them. But you can see what each, for example, in the looks menu, I had no idea what show and hide did. I just didn't know. So these two, and it turns out that hide, you can use hide to hide the sprite. So it goes away if you use hide, and you know, shows back if you use show. Stuff like that, you don't have to know all that. But you have all kinds of motions that the sprite can do. You have, move a certain number of steps that you can change. You have turn, and you probably use these. You can point the sprite into a certain direction. It can point towards another sprite, for example, or towards the mouse. If you click here, you can see this probably because it's black. It's black on dark blue. But this is a menu, and it's going to show all the sprites, and it's going to show everything that you can do. You can go to a certain coordinate. So the screen has it's like, I don't know, GPS has, you know, latitude and, you know, it has an X and a Y on the screen. And you can go there, or you can go to a certain location, you can glide, this is interesting. So if you're moving it, and if it reaches an edge, then bounce back. Otherwise, it's going to go off the screen, and so on. So these are the movements, everything you could do with that. The looks. I tried this one. So the sprite. Okay, let's try it. I thought it was cool. So you can. Change color effect. And you can have, for example, whirl. Let's do this 100. So it gives it like a whirly, I'm sorry, that makes me laugh because it gives it this like, have you ever seen those mirrors that change the way you look? And it makes you look very, like, either your nose is really big or that's the effect. And you, I don't know, maybe you want to make a card to make somebody feel better or make them laugh or, I don't know. That's the kind of thing I would do, but, you know. So, I think in the third homework, we're going to have, I'm going to ask you to make a card. Like a happy birthday card or something. I'll figure it out. Okay, so that's the looks. And you can play with all these. They're really easy to use. There's all kinds of sounds. I've seen people have a lot of time. I've seen people actually, so you can say, you have this play note. I think this is the actual note, and this is the tempo. So how long you wanted to play the note, and they actually wrote songs like this, and they were long, and that's crazy to me because you have to figure out the pitch and all that. All right, there's a whole bunch of instruments that you can use. Actually, what I would do is you can upload MP3s. So when you have the sounds, you can import sounds and you can import your MP3s and just dump them there, and it would sing the song during, you know, while it's walking around the screen and meowing. And okay, you know, you have all kinds of tempos. Actually, I think this is probably people who implemented this had in mind that it would be really easy to make something fun. So fun being, you know, having all kinds of sprites, having all kinds of, you know, making it look silly, having all kinds of music, sounds, and so on. Then you have the pen, and you can use the pen to, you know, draw. And I'm not sure exactly what all these are, but, you know, you can have different colors, you can have... I'm not sure, how many of you have actually downloaded projects that were on the website and looked at how people or what they did, or probably not many. People do a lot of things. They make games. It's pretty easy to make games. Okay, and then you have, this is pretty important, and we're going to use this pretty often. So you know about this. When the flag is clicked, which you can use to start the program. When you can use it when space key is clicked, pressed, or when a sprite is clicked, you can make it say something. Wait. Sometimes, I got a question about this. There's something about meowing, and it didn't meow or something, and sometimes you have to wait for it to finish meowing. Like, if you do something right after meowing, for example, and you don't wait, it's not going to meow because it wants to get into the new command right away. So sometimes you need to give it a little delay. This is cool. So this is forever here. And what this is a block, and I'm not sure if you can see, but you can fit a block in here or multiple blocks. And it's going to do whatever is in here forever. So it's not going to stop. And you can stop it by using the red button next to the flag. But... if you program it this way, it might not finish. Or, you know, maybe an easier way to do that would be to repeat something for, you know, 10 times or how many times you would want it to repeat it. And again, you insert here all the blocks that you want repeated. And that's going to do the job if you don't want to write something 10 times. We are going to talk about broadcast a lot. I'm not going to get into it. broadcast and receive. There's also a forever with an if. So this will happen if this condition is true. Notice how this is a hexagon, so this is going to be a Boolean variable. But it doesn't necessarily have to be a fixed value. It can change true or false according to certain things happening. For example, variables are not here. So you can have a variable, which is a number that can change, and you can change its value. It's a number that doesn't have a fixed value. And you can say here, if the number n or a is smaller than 5, then it's going to stop. If it's bigger than 5, it's going to go on. You also have an if. So if a condition, it can do something here. So if a is 5, then the sprite can say hello. If I don't know. Okay, and then you have if and else, right? You might want it to do something if whatever you put here is true, and you might want it to do something else if this thing is false. You have a wait until something happens. You have a repeat something until something happens, and the stop scripts, which you probably already used. Okay, and then this is also very cool. You can use this to have user interaction. And so you can see where the mouse is. So the mouse coordinates are X and Y, and you can actually get the mouse coordinates, which is really cool because you can make a sprite, and you can make a little house, and you can say, the sprite or is a dog, for example, and it needs to watch the house. So when the mouse is at a certain location, the dog can go crazy and bark and tell you, threaten and stuff like that. Okay, and this has mouse down, which is going to be a Boolean variable, and it's going to be true if the mouse is pressed, and if it's going to be false if the mouse is not pressed. Is the space key pressed? Is it touching something? It could be touching another sprite. It could be touching a color. If it, if it gets to a certain color, it can, say you have a beach and an ocean, and it touches the color blue, which would probably be the ocean. Something can happen. Or the color is touching something. I'm not sure about this one. You can even say when the distance to something is, when it's a certain distance from something. You have a timer. You can get the coordinates from or of the sprite. You can test how loud something is. So you can actually use your microphone and record sounds, or just use your microphone and test the loudness of your yelling at somebody.